From the Texas Standard Newsroom, I'm Alexandra Hart with a roundup of news from across the state. Texas is taking some steps to address the state's maternal mortality rate. On Friday, a task force set up by the state legislature met to discuss the numbers, which place Texas at the top of the developed world when it comes to women who have died after giving birth. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy reports.
The Texas legislature in 2013 authorized the creation of the state's Maternal Mortality and Morbidity Task Force to examine why so many Texas women are dying less than a year after giving birth. Texas had developed the nation's highest maternal mortality rate in 2014, with over 35 deaths per 100,000 births, and most of those deaths were minority women. Dr. Lisa Hoyer is the chair of the task force.
African American women are 2 to 3 times more likely to suffer maternal death than are women of other racial or ethnic groups. African American women contributed 28% of the maternal deaths, while accounting for only 11% of the deliveries.
The group's study of the issue shows that hemorrhaging and heart-related issues were the two most common causes of death immediately following childbirth, whereas drug overdoses were more common in the months following childbirth. Blake Rocap with NARAL Pro-Choice Texas says a simple solution would be to provide Texas women more access to care.
Many times the access to care for women without insurance in the state is through the Healthy Texas Women program, and I think it goes without saying it's had some issues.
According to the medical journal Obstetrics and Gynecology, Texas has the highest maternal morbidity rate in the nation. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.
One of the state's most toxic Superfund sites has been leaking dioxin after being hit by Harvey, the Environmental Protection Agency confirmed on Friday. The San Jacinto River waste pits, which hold toxic waste from a shuttered paper mill, leached carcinogenic material into surrounding river sediment. Samples collected by the agency near the site found dioxins present at 2,000 times the allowable level. That announcement comes after the agency had previously said that there was no apparent damage to the cap following Harvey. According to the World Health Organization, dioxins are a known human carcinogen and can cause reproductive and developmental problems. Pregnant women and young children are advised not to eat fish caught near the site. Two Houston-area high schoolers were kicked off their private school football team for protesting during the national anthem at a Friday night game. Cedric Ingram Lewis and Larry McCullough, two players for the Victory and Praise Christian Academy team in Crosby, were dismissed on the spot. After the anthem, Coach Ronnie Mitchum asked the boys to turn in their uniforms and dismiss them from the team. In a Facebook post about the incident, Mitchum said that he is a former U.S. Marine and said that while he doesn't have a problem with protesting, doing so during the anthem is, quote, the wrong way to do it. That's a look at news from across the state. I'm Alexandra Hart for the Texas Standard.